Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all. Woo! Sherry, baby, what celebrity news are you seasoning up over there?
All right, Chewy. Well, Rachel A. Cook says the biggest regret of her career was not being a superhero. We'll explain.
Wow. Also, Jasmine Sullivan has got some savage fans, and we'll get into that.
And Sir Elton John is coming through with an amazing fashion makeup, honey. You're going to love it.
Bright is off today. Heidi and Frank will join us later. But Sherry, what you got over there, mommy?
Chewy, this is a yikes moment because Halle Berry revealed the worst advice she ever got. While promoting the movie Bruised, the actress turned director said someone once advised her to have a fallback plan. But Halle said that was not an option because if you have a backup plan, chances are you'll fall back. She also went on and said, if you really have a dream, I think you have to have blinders on and you have to be relentless in your pursuit of that goal. So when I got told, have a backup plan, I said, screw that. I'm not going to have a backup plan. I think this might be some good advice because Halle is an Oscar-winning actress. So, God she kept going, Chewy. But, you know, Gary, Halle actually has a point. But do you think that that is true?
You know, Sherry, that's kind of spooky, though. You know, especially, honey, I'm just saying in the African-American community. Because, honey, we were always told you need to have a backup plan, honey, just in case.
Right.
But then I was told by a very famous African-American man that you should not. He said, because if you go in having a backup plan, like she said, you're going to, honey, fall because you know you got a plan.
I think it's true because whatever your mind is absolutely uber focused on, universe goes around it to make this happen. And so I think if you got a plan and you say, I want to be an actress or a talk show host, but then you go, but my backup plan is to be a court reporter.
Right.
Then you don't give everything you got to being an actress or a talk show host.
Unfortunately, some of the other people who didn't have a backup plan, they're not famous, so we don't get to hear their side of the story. No. They would have probably said, have a backup plan. Well, Rachel Lee Cook starred in 1999 teen flick She's All That. Could have been a superhero, but she chose to be a regular civilian. Now, in a recent interview, the actress admitted that she turned down the role of Rogue in 2000's X-Men to avoid acting on green screen, but realized it was a huge mistake after seeing the poster for it everywhere.
Wow.
I'm sure that was a big dope moment.
Yeah.
She said, I really thought what everyone told me was correct when they said, what we need to do now is make sure you're taken seriously. So I definitely did things for the wrong reasons.
Wow.
Now, Sherry, if you was Rachel and you saw how big this movie turned out to be, would you have fired your whole team?
You know what, HK? Actually, I wouldn't, because when those Marvel movies first came out, nobody knew how big they were going to be. The big actors like Halle Berry who took it, it's because it was a success.
Halle Berry was the very first Storm. Like, she was there from the get-go.
Yeah.
So she believed in the project and she believed in comic book films. So Halle was smart.
It just shows,
Rachel
it just
Lee, shows, not
she
so
was
much.
Very smart.
Was there ever something that you regretted not doing, though?
Oh, man.
Or did you
I think it was
not
Michael Bay, his movies with the cars turned into the, what was the
Transformers?
Damn
Transformers?
Transformers?
What about Transformers?
Transformers. Like, it was a bigger part to go out for and I didn't. And I got the little part, but then he cut it out.
Oh, my God.
Did you regret doing the hell?
I regret not getting the money and winning the Oscar for Gary.
Well, honey, you just can't make Dish up, y'all. So Jasmine Sullivan, honey, started a fire, baby, on Instagram, and she walked away, honey, just like in Waiting to Exhale. Now, the singer, y'all, she asked her fans to just drop a secret that they'll never tell their partner, and the internet went up in flames, honey.
Oh,
so
what they say?
So I'm going to read y'all one of the responses, okay? Now, one fan said, we rented in a house, honey, bought 4 years ago. He doesn't know that he just be deposits rent money every month.
Whoa. Oh, she owns the house scoundrel. And she didn't tell him?
Oh, that is dirty.
Wow. Oh, man.
I read one that said, I think he's a little bit ugly like his mom, and I'm glad we don't have kids together.
Oh, well, what you waiting for?
When you know,
you with them? Oh, my gosh.
That's horrible. All right, I saw another one that's a bit weird, y'all. It says, I save his sperm once a month just to have it. I might be a little obsessed with him.
Where did she put it? You saving sperm. Do you like, is it like dressing now? Like olive oil dressing, you pour it on your salad?
Stop.
Good grief.
Gross.
But Sherry, honey, Jasmine was so over the response, honey, that she said she ain't never leaving her man because outside is very crazy.
What's one secret y'all held from y'all partners in the past?
No crazy secret, but I found out my ex she bought a cologne that I wore at the time, and she would spray her bed and her pillows and sheets with it just so it would remind her of me and my smell. Oh, and I think she made her new men wear my cologne. So, yeah, that's kind of...
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, wow. Aren't you glad y'all broke up, Chewy?
Oh, absolutely. She's crazy.
All right, y'all, it's time for another celebrity clapback. Now, you remember when your mom used to tell you to stay in a child's place? Well, she was trying to save you from getting read by Iggy Azalea. Now, Iggy hopped on Twitter to share the exciting news about her makeup line, Totally Plastic, being released in stores nationwide. Well, a teenage girl got slipped with the mouth and tweeted, clap if you care. So Iggy responded and said, stay silent if you don't have a makeup line being sold nationwide. Well, the teen came back with another slick response and said, I'm a teenager. Why the f*** do I need to have a makeup line?
Damn.
Iggy leaned all the way into her and tweeted, you don't. You just need to stay in a child's place when it comes to grown women getting a bag before I tell your mom to switch off your Wi-Fi. Be blessed and don't miss the school bus.
This is what gets me. The fact that you're arguing with a teenager on social media. Right there, I'm going, Iggy is where you made your mistake, because these kids live for that kind of BS. She don't deserve the time.
Sherry, you think she taught that child a lesson?
No, she didn't teach her a lesson. You know what that little girl did? That little girl took the whole exchange, showed it to all her friends, and now they all gonna be clapping back at Iggy. That's the way that works. You don't argue with kids. They're kids for a reason.
See, that's why I disagree. Like, sometimes I feel like you gotta punch a kid in the mouth just to let him know that, hey, this is what the life, you know, has in store for you. Now, sometimes it doesn't work out, like that one time Cat Williams got beat up hilarious. At the soccer game, but every now and then, you gotta let these kids know it's not sweet out here.
All right, y'all. So if Ed Sheeran is out here looking a little different, you can thank Sir Elton John for that, because the singer revealed that the icon styled him for the GQ Men of the Year Awards, and Ed Sheeran loved it. He rocked a colorful Versace suit, and Ed said, Elton hooked me up with Donatella Versace, and I thought, let's go for it. It's a big night, and it's great to be back out. So why not? He's been slagging off my boring wardrobe for years. Elton approved. It's very him. So Ed even said he FaceTimed Elton before he hit the red carpet for final approval. What y'all think of this jacket, the suit?
Oh, honey, it's fabulous, girl. It's Versace. But now Ed doesn't look like he's wearing the jacket, Sherry. It looks like the jacket is wearing him. You got to have an attitude when you wear Versace. Honey.
You do.
He's giving off very nervous redhead energy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, though, I wish y'all would just ask me, honey, for fashion advice, because sometimes I just want to help y'all.
And I'm going to tell you, this is so true, y'all, because Gary said to me, your hands look so beautiful. Sweetheart, you need a ring. And I said, Gary, really? I need to get married? He said, no, ain't nobody marrying you. You just need a ring on your finger because it's going to look good. So he gave me advice. He threw shade at me at the same time.
Yeah, no, Sherry have these pretty long, skinny fingers. I mean, and she don't have a ring on her, girl. You need a ring on your fingers. So, like, when you're talking, girl, and if you decide to sweep your hair, that ring just speaks volume, honey.
Maybe my friend will buy me one.
Yeah, I hope they buy you one.
Well, Ed Sheeran might have some style, but Brad Pitt, not so much. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, it is no secret that Brad Pitt can rock a suit like nobody's business. But Brad claims that his fashion sense is declining due to his age and that he has no style to speak of now. I'm completely flabbergasted. Oh. Yes, Brad told reporters, you get older, you get crankier, and comfort becomes more important. I think it's as simple as that. If I have a style, it's no style.
I think it's because he's not with Angelina Jolie anymore, and I think she kind of kept his fashion in check because she's really cool and she's really fashionable. So I think because they're not together anymore, he's kind of fallen off in the fashion side of things. You know what I'm saying? I think so.
Then when you got all those kids making your clothes, too.
When you get older, your woman tends to keep you dressed. I will say this. And when you by yourself, you divorce, you don't have a woman around. We do a lot of stuff for our men.
Yeah.
And I think you are right. That's a lot of stuff that Angelina did for him. And he just don't... I met Brad Pitt when he was into the grunge. He rolled down his window.
Yeah.
And the smell alone took me away from his car because he was really grunge. And he didn't have a fashion sense. Then he became huge and he got a stylist. So
what's something y'all used to wear back in the day that you ditched now? y'all? Is it like a certain pair of thongs? Is it sneakers?
Yo, those elephant leg JNCOs that was big like in the 90s. I don't know what we were thinking.
Oh my God.
They was almost bell bottoms.
Oh.
Yo, JNCOs was a vibe, yo. Middle school, a little bit of high school, yo.
You remember crisscross? All of the I look like a clown. Mm-hmm. All the crisscross blue jeans and yellow tops, and that was my look all the time.
Oh, no wonder you can relate to Brad, because she's still with it.
Let me see. I used to wear cross colors all the time. I said crisscross. I used to wear cross colors all the time.
I was picturing Sherry wearing her clothes backwards like crisscross. That's what I like. That with it.
All right, well, speaking of fashion, Naomi Campbell has been slaying the runway since she was 16 years old, and she's still doing it, y'all, looking amazing as ever. But being the world's baddest supermodel required some serious personal sacrifices. She told reporters, and I quote, "I'd say the sacrifice is really finding that soulmate who will understand you. They look at you as if you're strong, you know? I'm strong, but I'm also sensitive. I know that in relationships, I have to compromise." Wow, okay, Naomi. All right, Naomi, all right.
I think people see you and they think you have a certain status and they think, you know, you got it like that. And they do. And they equate that to you're really strong. And they feel like, well, what can I contribute? And so you tend to be single.
Exactly.
If you don't find love at a certain age, you should give up. I don't think
so.
No. No, not at all.
No, you got to just keep, like, you got to let the game come to you. I think sometimes people don't find love because they try too hard.
Yeah, I think just, you know, and I think she's in a good place because she's got a baby. So she can let the game come to her.
But you can find love, though, on a two-way street and lose it on a lonely highway, so it almost really doesn't matter.
Are you going to bring in the Lattisaw? Like you going to bring in Stacey Lattisaw? All right.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. No one-way streets for me, then. Okay.
Well, moving on, it looks like basketball's most colorful person is getting his own movie. Now, reportedly, Dennis Rodman's 2 days spent in Las Vegas during the Chicago Bulls 1998 postseason, which was highlighted in ESPN's documentary The Last Dance, is now being turned into a movie of his own. Now, the movie is going to be titled 48 Hours in Vegas, and it's going to be executive produced by the man himself.
Wow.
Y'all here for it?
I am here for it.
I would take a gummy for this and go watch it with y'all. That's how I feel. I think it would be fun.
If this movie is done right, this could make Dennis Rodman like one of the biggest names in the world because like the energy he was bringing to the sport back then and just the wildness of it all and all the chicks he was dating, everything he was doing back then is made for right now.
Right.
He was just ahead of
his
time.
But he's just got to find the right writer, the right director. He puts the right team together. It could be huge. Mm. You put that wrong team, you let your cousin Janissa direct that film and write it, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
I know it's a stretch, but I see Lil Nas X as Dennis Rodman. Oh, wow. I can see him pulling it off. I really
never know. Hey, you never know. You never know.
And Bootsy Badass is Michael Jordan. Yes.
Really, Gary? Bootsy Badass.
Ticket. Up next, Priscilla Presley, honey, was sticking beside her man, Elvis, before the internet was even invented. Y'all, we'll explain how after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Yo, it's my fam, Heidi and Frank. What's up, you guys? What you got?
What's up?
What's up?
All right. When you think of OG sexy superstars, I mean, I'm saying OG. We're going back a ways here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Elvis Presley.
Wow. Oh.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
Oh, so many women swooned over him, and so much so that his wife, Priscilla Presley, had a hard time even letting him out of her sight because she was so worried about it.
Mm.
She recently said, quote, "Women gravitated to him. So I would be nervous when he had to go places alone. I would even go with him to get his teeth cleaned.
Wow.
I always had an eye on him because everyone in the world was after him. And now this makes me realize this is who he wrote Suspicious Minds about.
He's
Suspicious Mind.
All right.
Wow. Sherry, do you think you would have done the same thing had you been with Elvis? I mean, you're just so, I'm keeping an eye on you. Oh, you're going to get your teeth cleaned? Really? Huh? Really? I'm going with you.
Let me tell you something. If I was with Trevor Noah, he wouldn't be able to go nowhere. He wouldn't be able to go see his grandmama back in Africa. I'd be right there going, why are you talking to her? And what are y'all talking about?
Yeah, that's why she was feeding him banana fried peanut butter sandwiches. She was trying to fatten my man up, yo.
That's why she did that.
That was Priscilla. She was like, I made you another sandwich.
That's why I didn't go to the dentist so damn much. Come to think of it, my wife should probably go with me to the dentist because I have a very hot dentist. I mean, I go to the dentist just so she can stick her fingers in my mouth.
Do you ever suck on her finger? That's inappropriate.
No, but I have her pull my cheeks apart. And that's after the dentist.
Yeah, I think I go with you too. To the dentist, too.
Okay, it's a moment I love. It's when we get to argue. It's time for Dish Debate.
All right, what do you got? What do you got?
Dish Debate. It's all running together. So in a recent study at UC Irvine, they found that men and women are attracted to different speech patterns. And according to the survey and the study by Dr. Daniel Steer, women are turned on by men who mumble like Tom Hardy because it's considered macho. And he also found that men seem to prefer women who enunciate clearly like Elizabeth Hurley. So do you guys agree with this study?
Oh, yeah. Men are attracted to Elizabeth Hurley because of her speech pattern.
Her enunciation, right. Yeah. That articulation.
She can be 500 pounds. Yeah. It's how she talks.
When I hear a man that mumbles, it scares me because it always sounds like they're a serial killer. Like they got women in the basement.
I agree with you, Sherry.
Like, it's creepy to me.
She agreed with me, fair person.
Exactly. That scares me, Frank.
Because here's why I think it's happening, Sherry. You're right. When men mumble, and then you have to go, I'm so sorry, what? And now you've stepped in to get a little bit closer so that they can nab you and put you in the back of the van.
Next thing I know, Frank got me in a basement chained to the daggone wall for 10 years, and he wearing my skin.
Yeah. Smelling your hair.
Frank trying to figure out why he can't get me pregnant because he didn't kidnap my uterus.
I made your uterus a lampshade.
Oh, God.
Whoa, Frank.
Oh, it really lights up the womb.
Oh, it lights up the womb.
I saw what you did there, Heidi.
Love it, Heidi. Heidi for the win.
Up next, would you buy intimate keepsakes from someone famous? One star is hoping you will. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Well, former love and former love and hip-hop Hollywood star Hazel Lee recently promoted a website where you can buy her used undergarments for the people who like a woman's natural scent. Okay? So she also encouraged fans to join the site to sell their undies too. Wait a minute. Wait, hold on, Frank. I just noticed that you grabbed your phone. What you doing?
Yeah, he's on the phone now. We've lost Frank.
I want to know. Well, I want to know, too. What's
I was
the
looking
site?
Up the website.
What's the
I was
site?
Trying to find the website to see if Kate Beckinsale's got any undies on there.
Oh, my God. Frank Digg, you're nasty. Uh-huh. Yeah. What do y'all What's think about that? You know, I know that there's a big demand for, I've been seeing this a lot, that men like to buy women's underwear. Like, it's a big demand. Oh, yeah.
You know, you see, Sherry, though, this doesn't work the other way.
You don't want my boxer gravy?
Oh, God.
It's too close to Thanksgiving.
I would take something like your T-shirt. I like a man's underarm scent. That's like, to me, a man's underarm scent is very...
Like a white T-shirt that's been underneath your t-shirt shirt all day,
like,
or something.
I like that smell, like your underarms. But I don't want your booty shorts.
So you like armpits.
Yeah, I like armpits. Well, I don't want your
Sherry,
underwear.
No, Sherry, didn't you...
My underwear's just catching my leg pits.
No, Sherry, didn't you once say that you like this armpit sweat smell? Because that means he's working.
He's working. Gotcha.
Is this something you guys would do?
Here's dumb me. I've been giving mine away. I've been giving mine away. The listeners occasionally, they'll call and go, I'm a trucker. I'm on the road a lot. I love you. Been listening for 20 years. I say, I'll wear my panties. The panties I have on now, I'll put them in the mail. And I've done that. And I've done that for free. I'm an idiot. I'm not a businesswoman. I got to start warning.
That just shows you how lousy our prizes here are at this radio station. Heidi's putting her panties in the mail.
Yo!
I'll send you my prize.
Can't somebody get some Rolling Stones tickets to give away or something?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.